Toucher.
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Rich.
He's a disruptive influence.
It's the Toucher and Rich Show.
Well, who's going to relate to that?
Get in touch with Toucher and Rich. Call 617-779-0985. 985, the Sports Hub.
Prepare and play well.
Toss sweep right for James White. Driving forward.
The Super Bowl environment is all about hype and ridiculous bull that will go on. It's a great week. It's about competition. The two best teams on the biggest stage. The team that wins is the one that works the hardest.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
This is unequivocally the sweetest. The sweetest.
Just kept plugging away. Just kept fighting. Just kept trying to make plays.
Throws across 104. Edelman runs to the 20. Slanting right at the 15. He dives to the 13-yard line with a first down for the Patriots. But he rolls over.
Oh, boy.
And then he favors his right leg. Throws down the right side. He's got Hunt behind the defense. Chased by Butler and into the end zone with a touchdown. His second of the night for Kansas City.
Are you kidding me?
Just cheer up. Put a smile on your face. Do a car wash. You know, get to hang out with Gilmore. You know, go to the mall with him. Do some autographs or something.
Tom off the snap. Drops back. He pumps. He throws it left. He's looking for Kutch in the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Patriots.
Houston is dead. The defense is dead. They are gassed. The same way they wore Atlanta's defense down in Houston.
Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at in the locker room. The Steelers.
Oh, they got a clock.
No timeouts remaining.
Third goal.
Third and goal to go from the six. Roethlisberger under center. Drops back. He pumps. He throws to the middle. It's back incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon. Deflection to Harmon. An interception of the end zone. The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh.
It's become clear that tensions between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are threatening to fracture the Patriots dynasty.
Touchdown, Patriots! Gronkowski had Byard on his back. Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny!
It's a catch!
Amendola!
Man, Danny, playoff Amendola.
He is going deep and alone, and into the touchdown is Jeffrey!
They're the reigning champs, and they're going to come out and play like it. You know, we got to come out here and match their intensity.
We know what it's going to take to get the work done the week of. We know what the expectations are. We're going to be ready.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Mall of America. Thanks to Plymouth Rock Assurance, this hour of the show is brought to you by ACP Facility Services. Rich, you see people you know?
Yes, my good friends from Dallas. What's up, RJ and Sean? What's up, guys?
There they are.
How you doing?
Yeah,
the only other morning show, well, not even morning show, the only other show here on Radio Row. It's us and about, what, 100 empty tables right now?
Well, don't forget Moose Mountain across
well,
the way.
Well, and then
here.
You've got across from us the monstrosity that is the CBS Sports Network giant stage. And they have nestled it into the side of this putt-putt course that's called Moose Mountain here. And he's right next to, Boomer is sitting there with his new host, whose name I forget.
Gio.
Right? Okay. The guy that isn't Carton.
Yeah.
And to his right is a plastic donkey with a fake barrel full of logs over at Moose Mountain Adventure Golf.
And right next to it is the Pepper Palace, which is all only hot sauce, which I imagine will be in business for a very long time.
What did we see last night, Rich? It was a Beef Jerky World.
It was the Beef Jerky Bowl.
Beef Jerky World. Yes, yeah. That was over there.
There's a Beef Jerky I mean, we're in the Mall of America, and I mean, listen, we're not going to dwell on it, but this place is a monstrosity, and it's immense to the point where Walk and I came here last night, and we were just looking for a place to eat. Now, Sunday night's strange here because the mall's open till 10, but a lot of the places close at 7.
Right.
So we got here, and a bunch of restaurants here were closed. We're at the food court, like literally at the food court.
Yes.
And there is a electronic directory. It's like a big iPad type thing where you type in the name of the place you want to go, and it gives you directions and an amount of time it will take to walk there. It'll be like Cantina, Mexican restaurant. 6 minutes and 8 seconds in this direction, and then we'll have like a digital map that will show you how to get there, and then it'll be like the Jimmy Neutron roller coaster in Nickelodeon World. That will be 7 minutes and 4 seconds to get there, and it will have a map. I mean, it is absolutely... It's inconceivable how big this place is. There's like 18 arcades. There's a go-kart track that we passed. I think they have some weird dodgeball like
same facility
arena.
Like virtual reality dodgeball. I don't know how you do that, but apparently it's there.
All I know is that the way we're set up, and it's kind of interesting because this could be pretty fun, is that we are. It's going to drive Felger crazy. I can already tell you that our spot is going to drive Felger insane.
Yeah.
Whereas we embrace the chaos. You saw Felger's face during the Bruins run when people were banging on the window behind him. I mean, he looked like legitimately terrified. But we are right at the barrier, and next to us, maybe 10 feet away, are tables in which people are going to be eating their grilled cheese sandwiches and their Qdoba. And Thursday and Friday, it's going to be fun if there's Eagles fans here because they're going to see the Patriots logo and they're going to be like, we're going to razz the other team. I don't care. Do it. Have fun. What are we going to stop you?
No. Oh, well, I don't think.
You think you're going to win?
I don't think they're going to be here at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think 8 o'clock in the morning is going to be time for rowdy Eagles fans.
What you want to do is you want to be on during afternoons Thursday and Friday.
No, they will because they know that their morning show is broadcasting here. They're right down the thing from us, so they will be here at the time.
Okay.
And you have to understand, they know that there's going to be celebrities coming here. Thursday and Friday, legit huge names come here. And they're going to walk through a food court to get here. So, I mean, just imagine the names we've had in the past. J.J. Watt, Drew Brees, Cam Newton. They're going to have to walk past the melt shop and the Burger King and all these people, like, smashing their faces full of sandwiches in order to get here. So, yeah, there will be Eagles fans here and maybe Patriots fans. Although I get no vibe from how many Patriots fans are actually going to come to this Super Bowl. Like, I don't. Years past, I knew of like a bunch of people who were coming.
Right, yeah.
Is it weird or does it almost seem like a deafening silence?
I have four guys that I know that are coming.
And what are they coming in Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I have no read. It's just been, it's really been the quietest as far as people saying, I can't wait to make my plans. I don't know of anybody, but there's Eagle. You see reports on the news about Eagles fans losing their minds and coming here in droves, so... We shall see. All I know is that the Philadelphia television crew already came by here and was like, hey, mind if we talk to you guys when you're off the air? Because I'm sure they're going to give us the business.
Was that Philadelphia or Minneapolis?
Philadelphia.
I thought it was Minneapolis.
No. He said they're from Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So you were over here last night?
We were. We were looking for a place to eat, and everything was closed, so we went to a place that
we could have found where we were before we left.
Well, we went to a place that, as we walked in, they said, hey, I just want to warn you, this place, the servers, they're a little nasty, all right? I don't want you to take any of the insults too seriously, all right? It's all in fun. And I'm like, ooh, it looks like we're in for a dinner adventure. I wanted none of it. I always wanted to eat. So we go into this place, and we sit down, and they're like, what can I get you? And I'm like, you know what? I think I'll have it. And he started talking to somebody else, and he goes, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm like, oh, you got me.
He ripped your jib.
No!
He ripped your jib.
And then, like I said, I'll have a beer, and John ordered a soda, and he goes, who's the girl? Boing, boing, boing.
See, that's an excellent question. Who is the girl?
I said, he's actually a transvestite. I do like you insulting him and his lifestyle.
That's right. They're not afraid to give it to you. Yes, I was in bed last night at 8:30. I went to bed at 8:30. That is the time that I turned off the lights and shut my eyes.
I like it. I like it because, I mean, was this a concerted effort to make sure that when you saw Boomer this morning that you were... fresh as a daisy, that you were somebody from years past? You know, he came back and he laughed that one time in Phoenix because it was like 2 hours. Was this to specifically make a good impression on me?
I was tired and my stomach hurt. That's exactly what happened. I was tired and my stomach hurt from the flight. And I said to myself, okay, John knows that my stomach hurt because I didn't drink on the flight. I ordered a drink and didn't drink it.
I know. It was kind of surprised. The little lip was sitting right there. Didn't touch it.
Nope.
It was the Boston Sports Media Express last night.
It was.
They were all on there.
It was Rochy and Curran and...
Levin Reed.
And it was Felger and Maz. I felt very important. I always assumed Felger and Maz flew like a private plane.
They took a Cessna. I was kind of surprised that Maz was flying coach.
Yeah.
Only one media member I recognized in the first class. Only one. Chris Gasper.
He was first class.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
How about first that? Good for Gasper.
And I said, look at you big time. And he did not smile.
I don't think Gasper's very fond of us.
I had a conversation with him at the gate. He was fine to me.
I mean, listen, he seems fine, but yeah. I just did not like that comment. I just said, look at you big time. I just was just, you know, Inaki was like completely harmless comment. And he was like, mm.
See, I always have to check in to Tony Maz's room. So I checked in and it was Maz's room. And I got up to the hotel. I'm exhausted. I get up to the hotel room and someone else's crap is in it. So then I come downstairs and they're like, oh, yeah, we gave you the key to the wrong room. So go get your stuff.
Yeah. While we were checking in, they had a bunch of like keys, like little key cards in envelopes behind the counter. And I'm seeing names on there. And I see mine. You know, it's got my last name misspelled, of course. And then I see, you know, Wallach's is there. And I look at other names and I see like our program director. And then I see one that says on it, Wiggins.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna get a little Wiggy. What's up, little Wiggy, in our lives in the hotel?
I can't wait.
Well, I can't wait until the send-off rally where Wiggins actually gets to speak.
Well, this is going to be great. And this is something that I want to do. And I want to see if, and Dan, you know, back at the station, if we can, you know, make the phone calls to make this happen. It's going to happen at 9. But at 9:20, whenever they actually start the whole thing over at Patriot Place, I want to carry that live. But I want to keep our mics up. I want to be able to comment on it while it's going on. Because that's always, I mean, it's, you're going to watch Zolak and Wiggins spaz out.
Yeah.
Just spaz out.
And Wiggins get the, he gets like the phrasing wrong on things.
Yeah.
He'll be like, you know, just do it, baby. Just win.
Right, right.
All right.
Like, we ain't done yet. No, it's not done. Hashtag not done.
All right. We will be back. We have so much more to get to. Boomer Esiason has already joined us. We will play that for you at 8 o'clock.
He was happy to see you.
He was very happy
to see you. Very physical with you today.
I don't know what it is with ex-NFL quarterbacks, but they love, like, pushing me around and, like, giving me massages.
They do like manhandling you.
Yeah, they really do. Like, Boomer came up and completely ignored John.
Yep.
Shake my hand.
And he grabbed your shoulders. I honestly think he was shaking you up to see if you'd get sick.
I'm fine.
Which is exactly what you said in Phoenix when he was giving it to you.
Oh, you have to admit today I'm fine.
No, today you're fine.
Of course, you're
fine.
Today you're fine. You're fine. But that's why he did it.
Oh, you think to see if I would throw up?
Yes, because the last impression that he had of you in the morning, although we did one in Houston and it seemed to go fine. But, I mean, when you make a mark like that, I mean, in Phoenix, we were up ass early. I mean, so damn early.
Yeah, we have to get up at 2:30 in the morning local time to get there on time.
Well, I got up at 3:30 today, so I'm sure you guys did too.
Yep. Yeah.
And I went to bed at 8:30. I don't know how you guys stayed out like that. All right, speaking of Boomer Esiason, who's the sponsor there, Danny Boy?
Lisa Sleep is the sponsor for the Boomer Sports Minute right now.
All right, here is the Boomer Sports Minute brought to you by Lisa Sleep.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich.
That is good food court music.
That is
just the sound of most of the people walking through here on an average day.
There's been little to no mall walkers.
They're not allowed in. There's security still downstairs. I think that you can't get in here until it's got to be at least like 7 a.m. local time, which would be 8 a.m. regular time. Isn't that right? I mean, because we couldn't get in unless we had some sort of ID. So I think that, 8 o'clock Boston time is when you're going to get to see the old ladies with the leg warmers. And is there a decent amount of mall walkers here in the morning? See, my grandma used to be a mall walker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She would do two laps and call it a day.
But she was in Atlanta, right?
No. She was in Florida. Like, for a while.
Yeah, so why go into the mall?
Because her friends did it. It was just a place to do it. And also, you know, if it was raining, you could always go in there. And it was, you know, they get a nice cup of coffee at the old...
Nothing tells you that you're living right when your hobby is walking around an empty mall. That is something. So what happened last night?
All right. Well, you can tell by the men with machine guns guarding the hotel next door to us that the Patriots are expected to arrive any time now. I'd say it was a little intimidating when John and I had to ask two men with semi-automatic rifles where the entrance to the mall food court was.
Wearing camo, yeah.
That's right. If you're at the hotel and you're staying there.
Yep.
Like, so you just have to, like, negotiate your way in with the dudes with semi-automatic weapons?
You don't go into the entrance that we were trying to go into.
Okay. No.
And there's a giant Welcome Patriots banner and stuff, too. Now, why they're there the day before they're supposed to arrive blocking that entrance, I don't know. But it was no joke. Like, there were these two, like, military vehicles that were blocking the entrance. I think I saw some dogs. They had a couple dogs with them. And it was probably four guys in camo.
And then even when we walked around here last night, we were mall walkers yesterday. Yeah. We were walking around here yesterday. They had dogs. I don't know if bomb-sniffing dogs, but they had guys walking dogs. Do not pet this dog. That kind of stuff.
Like this is very well organized. I mean, it's like a well-oiled machine. But I mean, that they're not messing around at that Marriott or wherever they're staying. I think it is. But it's attached to the mall. So we talked to Boomer about this earlier. There's literally nothing for these guys to do in this area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of good. If you're Bill Belichick or whatever, they're not going to be getting into trouble.
You don't think they're going to be rocking the Hooters?
Maybe.
At the mall?
You know, maybe you could see, you know, Tom Brady over there crushing some wings. But first this morning, the Patriots, however, have to say goodbye to their fans at the big send-off rally at Patriot Place at 9 a.m., where I'm sure Scott Zolak will practice enormous amounts of restraint and Wiggy will say something poignant. However, yesterday, after it was revealed that Tom Brady had the stitches in his hand removed days ago, he also admitted that the hand isn't exactly where he wants it to be. Clip.
Well, I'm still, you know, working on it. You know, it's, again, it was only 11 days ago when I heard it. So, but I think we're in a decent place, and hopefully it can get better over the course of the next 7 days. Not quite where I want it to be right now, but hopefully by game time it should be.
Well, as far as Gronk is concerned, he practiced for the second day in a row yesterday, but still technically remains in concussion protocol. However, there was report of him laughing and clowning around with reporters yesterday, despite people on concussion protocol not being able to do interviews. I guess someone went and talked to him. You're trying to get info out of me, aren't you? And, like, laughed.
I just saw him on the TV show that he does on Nickelodeon.
Oh, Crash Leets?
Yeah, Crash Leets, not a good show.
Well, Crash Leets, I told you the first time I watched it, when it came on, he was thoroughly confused by the other two hosts because they're referencing something that was apparently playing behind him, but he's standing in a studio with a green screen.
What's that?
So he's like, I don't know what you guys, what are you playing?
I don't see anything.
Well, it's not like the other two people on it are rock stars either, but what's weird is they show kids falling.
Yeah, right. It's like the worst show to show your kids.
No, yeah, like it's like, oh, hey, here this kid hurt himself.
Yeah. Here's someone doing something wildly dangerous, putting their, like, lives in peril, and now they're being rewarded with Lassner on TV. So yeah, kids, follow up.
Yeah, they're like, who do you got here? And he's like, they were like, who do you think is the biggest, Crashly? And it was a kid who tripped over something and missed the mat with his body and just smashed his face into it.
Wah, wah.
And they're like, that's Crashly. And I'm like, this is legal?
Yeah, right. At least, like, America's Funniest Home Videos is always kids getting beaten up. But, like, Nickelodeon has no shame in just saying, well, we're kids getting beaten up. And Gronk's there, too, laughing all about it.
And there's no, like, after it, like, the kid getting up and going, like, meh.
No, it's because he goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
It would be wildly depressing to see what actually happens after
that. Right, and then he broke his growth plate and never grew again.
Well, I guess the main thing is I just want to know whether or not Gronk's going to be available for Media Day tonight, because it's just not the same.
I highly doubt it.
No, they'll hold him back.
I mean, you would think so. I mean, he practiced, but unless today they say that he is out of concussion protocol, then there's no reason for him not to be there.
But why would they do that?
That'll be a push and pull. The league will be like, we'd really like you to have Gronk, and then Belichick will put his foot down and say, I'm sorry.
It's true.
Concussion protocol. Yep. We can't have him out
there.
Yeah,
like, there's no incentive for him to take him off of it, and anything that Belichick can do to screw the press.
Yes. This is a battle Bill's going to try real hard to win.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you're thinking about it, like, you know, Brady and Belichick, but who else is going to be up there?
Amendola. People are going to, like, want to talk to him.
I understand that, but it's not like, oh, my God, I got to talk to Amendola.
Right. It's funny because every single year they put the top 12 on podiums and they pick who they want to speak with. And every year, for the last several years, it's been Belichick and Brady that are constant mobs, throughout the entire hour. It's an hour that they're out there. Even Gronk, after about 30 minutes, you can just kind of go up and talk to Gronk. But the best was when you'd have someone who is, like, has a good personality but isn't, like famous, like super famous, where people like Entertainment Tonight want to talk to him, like Rob Ninkovich.
Well, Ninkovich was just happy that I was there because he had someone to talk to.
Right. Ninkovich, because it's awkward. You're sitting there in this big podium and no one's standing in front of you. So, yeah, Fred just went up for the last 15 minutes and had, like, a discussion. And the funny thing is when you're talking, he's got a microphone in front of him, so it's like booming out in front of everyone, this personal discussion. But yeah, so I mean, you're right. Other than those two and maybe Amendola, who's going to be still with a group of people at the end? Not a ton.
I don't know who's going to have a group at all, except for Amendola. And that will go, like, who do you want to talk to?
Because, listen, defensively, I mean, McCourty's not, like, a superstar. Whereas, like, as I said, where Extra will go up and talk to him. You know, that's because that's what they want to do, is they want to get big names. Like, you know, tell me, who's the star of La La Land, The Shape of Water?
And, like, you know, Stephon Gilmore is not going to get a big thing if he's even up there. No. I don't think they – do you think they put Malcolm Butler up there?
Without a doubt. Yes, absolutely. Without a doubt. He'll be up there.
Yeah, and then – I mean, it's not like a who's who of like, oh my God, we got to go talk to this guy.
No, but it's true. I mean, we just rattled off seven names. Those are going to be seven guys that are up there: McCourty, Butler, Gilmore, Gronk. If he was there, it'd be Gronk, Brady, Belichick. I mean, but then after that, it's a significant drop off.
See, yeah. They're not going to put Harrison up there because he's new and he's still.
No, they wouldn't do that.
But Harrison's the guy I want to talk to the most.
Yeah,
like James Harrison.
Good luck finding him.
Well, you see, James Harrison, I think there's part of him that relishes being feared. I mean, on Hard Knocks, I was telling John this the other day. I want to talk to him because he's legitimately the only NFL player that actually scares me. Like, that actually, if I had to talk to an interview, I would be intimidated. Because, I don't know, after seeing him and how he treated the cameras and the media during Hard Knocks, where he would just walk up to them and still they left and just breathe on them, and it looked like he wasn't screwing around, it kind of intimidates.
He's like a coiled spring. You know, he looks around, you feel like he'd strike at any second.
I don't know, and I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but at 39 and his size, I'm wondering if something's going on.
Did you see that video of him after the AFC?
You should ask him later.
Yeah.
What's going on there, James? Come on. You're like really big, and you're kind of old now.
It doesn't happen to a lot of people.
You're talking about when he puts like 5,000 pounds on and starts humping it?
Oh, that's right. He pushes it across the field.
No. He puts his shoulders on a bench.
Yep.
He puts the bar with, like, you know, 5 45 pounds weights on each side, and then thrust his hips in the air.
It's good. Listen, it's good living. I want to ask him if Tom's ever tried to get him to do the TB12 method, and he probably just laughs at him. No weights?
Yeah. Michael, by the way,
sure. Liability.
Lockhart just texted me, and he goes, I hope Slater's there. Slater will be there.
He'll get a podium.
He'll get a podium.
He does.
Yeah.
And he is not happy to see me.
Slater likes us now.
No. Last year he was just like, oh.
But it's different because this year we've interviewed him several times. He's heard you do the Slater impression. He says his wife finds it funny.
We had interviewed him before.
Had we?
Yes, and it was the interview where his wife said he thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny. That was this year, but I can't
remember. No, it was last year. No, right. And then I saw him.
Well, let Wallach talk to him because he's one of his kind.
That'd be good.
There you go.
Find friendly to glasses.
There you go.
It usually works.
All right.
It's like a code that gets through.
Yeah. That's right. You guys can exchange library cards as if that's like the nerdiest thing in the world. All right. I'm starting to wake up a little bit. We are at the Super Bowl food court. Mike Florio, Boomer, and us. And we are looking forward to talking to you so much more. Here are the headlines.
Live from Minneapolis on Radio Row. Toucher and Rich. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is 1,000 times better than Phoenix, which is all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I'd rather be in a mall, quite frankly, than in a convention center.
I like it. I mean, and it's going to be even better as the week goes on, because hopefully there'll be real fans, like, wandering around this area.
Plus, we have to come back here, like, on Thursday to get audio, because that's the first day really guests come by.
Yeah.
And the idea that, like, you can eat.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, there's actually, like, places to consume food and drink.
Yeah, in Phoenix, they had us at a table way away. Well, first of all,
they wouldn't give us water.
It was 500 yards to the nearest bathroom, and then they wouldn't give us any water, and if we wanted something, it was up an escalator and over about five blocks.
This mall has so many stores. Half of them look like they're made up for a movie. Turn around and look at the name of the store that's behind your head.
What's just that? Tough Jeans.
It's called Just Tough Jeans.
T-U-F-F. Just Tough T-U-F-F.
It's a Tough Skins outlet. Yeah.
I'm looking for, maybe like a nice Slim Jeans. Sorry, Just Tough Jeans here. All we got is Tough Jeans spelled T-U-F-F.
Yeah, Just Tough Skins. It's just nothing over $5.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Ian Rappaport must have been listening to our show, because he said at this point, Rob Gronkowski is not expected to participate in Super Bowl opening night tonight and media day. He said he's still in the concussion protocol. And he said, now that could change if the doctors clear him. So either way, we'll see. We've had our fun with Rob Gronkowski in the past. We're getting a lot of play on when we had him read the Gronking to Remember, where the spike the ball between my butt cheeks. ESPN and a bunch of other people are playing it this week, which is kind of neat. That was very cool of him when he did that.
Yes.
But it was announced yesterday by Adam Schefter that the Indianapolis Colts officially intend to hire Josh McDaniels as their head coach after the Super Bowl. The Colts decided to offer the job to McDaniels after they met with him on Friday to discuss this long-term vision for the team, blah, blah, blah. The real reason was that Jim Irsay wasn't even at the first meeting. Oops, that's nice.
They probably kept him away.
That's right.
You're only going to screw this up.
So I bring McDaniels far enough down the road that when Irsay shows up, he's too far gone to say no.
Plus,
anyway.
Plus, you know, if you go into like Irsay's office, he like bores you with all his stupid guitars and everything that he has.
Dude, let's just have some Muddy Waters, some real blues. Or he was in the building, but they just saw his condition. Yeah. They're like, all right, you got some chunks on your sleeve here. Why don't you just sit here and, you know, have a cup of coffee and we'll take care of McDaniels.
A cup of coffee. Exactly where he's getting his energy from.
Well, now on the other side of things, the Eagles have already arrived, and as I was saying before, it's almost as if Nick Foles is trying to look like Napoleon Dynamite. Did you see the photos of him yesterday?
No.
Pure stud. But Alshon Jeffrey, he is embracing his team's role as the underdog. Clip.
We're the underdogs, I guess. I mean, plus we believe in one another. I mean, no matter what anyone else says about us, we know we're gonna stick together. We believe in each other. We're gonna do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, they're already here, and they got here yesterday, and. You know, Chris Long is, it's funny because there's too many likable people right now in the Eagles. Like, I'm trying to think of somebody that I really hate. Like, Chris Long, like, how do you hate that guy? And all the stuff he's done for charity. And I do know, however, that Blunt Force Trauma, LeGarrette Blunt, Scott Zolak's guy, is refusing to talk about the Patriots. Like, everyone's asking about his time. He's like, I'm not talking about them. They're the enemy. That's kind of, I like that. That's all right. I have no problem with that.
I'm surprised he stayed for the season. I'm surprised he just didn't walk away.
He was effective. He was actually effective this year.
I know.
Because they got a small squadron of running backs to help him out.
Yeah, well, sure. But either way, I mean, he was a part. He was a part of their success. So one place, however, that the Patriots weren't yesterday was at the Pro Bowl, where the AFC beat the NFC 24-23. Yay, AFC. Here's a clip.
Carr surrounding down the seam for a touchdown. Delanie Walker, the Tennessee Titans. And now the AFC is an extra point away from its first lead of the game. They were down 20-3 at the half.
Listen to those players go crazy.
Did you see the skills competition?
I watched part of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was on in the background yesterday somewhere I was at. And first of all, the quarterbacks couldn't do anything. And second of all, one of the receivers was so hungover that, like, he stopped and just, like, laid down on the field.
What?
Yes. I'm assuming that he was hungover. That's my hypothesis.
Well, I mean, we talked to Brandon Merriweather, and he said that, remember, at the Pro Bowl, everyone was drinking down there, and isn't that where, they put the money, they put everything on
Belichick's tab? Yeah, that was at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, people take that seriously.
But this guy, I forget who it was, but it was this, you know, thing where you caught a ball with one hand and then you had to like dive for another ball, and the last thing you did was like dive and try to catch it.
Yeah,
and he was just like, he like walked up to it and he just fell on the mat and was just like, I'm done.
Well, I'll tell you one thing though, there is not a sporting event whose excitement matches the tone of Sean McDonough more than the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Was Gruden with him or not?
No, as a matter of fact, it was Matt Hasselbeck, and you want to talk about precipitous drop between the two of them. I mean, Gruden's so damn good. He's been good for years, and even when he was a spaz, he was better.
Yes.
But you can't replace him with Hasselbeck. And Hasselbeck, by all means, is competent. But you're going from one of the best to, you got to throw in someone in there like a Randy Moss. I know you want Ray Lewis. That would be very funny.
I want Ray Lewis very, very badly. Yes. Matt Hasselbeck is vanilla.
Yes.
Just like
vanilla.
Just like Sean McDonough is vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, it works when you have another guy who's the polar opposite of you, but you can't have two of the same guys sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that they're still trying to go hard after Peyton Manning, but it's...
Peyton Manning's not going to do it. He's just not going to do it.
Well, you're probably right.
He has other things to do. He, like, owned... The guy has 7,000 businesses, and he wants to own a team.
The best is I heard on his talk this year.
A very fun segment.
It was a very fun segment. I'm hearing all this talk this year about how players are going to... They played hard because there was so much money on the line. $64,000 is the winner. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because $64,000 is going to make a huge difference in the lives of these players.
Who are all, who are on the Pro Bowl team, I imagine. If they're not compensated very highly yet, they will be soon.
Yeah, that's right. All right, when we come back, let's talk about Brad Marchand in the All-Star game. Just embracing the villain status. It was pretty... Did you get to watch any of it by chance?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. He was the star. He was the star of the All-Star game for many reasons, including just the hatred coming from the stands in Tampa. But there was one other star, a man who showed up with a nice red, white, and blue guitar and some controversy on his side.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Will they ever control Kid Rock? I don't know. We will be right back.
Listen on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher and Rich are live on Radio Row. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and we are on Radio Row in Minneapolis, Minnesota, sort of. This hour is brought to you by ACP Facility Services. Rich, what have we got today?
Well, in the middle of his suspension, Brad Marchand went all in, embracing his villain status at the All-Star game in Tampa yesterday. Clip.
2.5 remaining. Marchand had it knocked off his stick, and now the Atlantic must regroup. He continues to hear the boos from the crowd, even though he has four Tampa Bay Lightning players on his squad. Marchand with a shot. Now they're cheering for him. He scores.
Now he had the puck in the offensive zone. The boos started. They regroup. He still has it. The boos are still going on. And he skates right up the middle of the ice and has nothing but time. By the time he got to the hash marks, he decides to take the shot. And then the boos ended, as you mentioned.
Oh, it was great. People showed up with signs with his face on it that said, exterminate the rat. Yeah. So we went over and took pictures with them and smiled with his thumbs up. And then Marchand put on a great show yesterday. It was, I mean, he blew the crowd kisses after that goal. this is great. So he was tripped up by Johnny Gaudreau, and he fell on the ground, and a penalty was called. But then he mockingly fell back on the ice and, like, writhed in pain and then, like, skated up to the refs and, like, started touching his lips as if it was bleeding, like, trying to get a four-minute one. Just like, playing it up. And, of course, everyone's booing him and getting pissed.
By the way, this will propel him. I mean, obviously, he is skated on the top line for Team Canada in the World Cup.
Right.
He is a 40-goal scorer, but still... People like, oh, okay, he's there. People concentrate on Crosby. This gets him to the next tier. I think this, whether this suspension or whatever the case may be, people don't like him. And the fact that he is bought into it, I think, steps him up in the NHL hierarchy.
Now, listen, I mean, there's a lot of people who are rightfully saying he's capitalizing on somebody having a concussion, like it's saying. But to that I say, he's always been a pest. He's, you know, but now he's embracing it, and he's becoming
more
a villain.
People know about him now.
Oh, I saw people yesterday, and it drove me crazy. It was like, because they were like, hey, Brad's having a great time, he's playing up the villain role, and it's like, whoa, why don't you ask, what was it, Johansson or whatever?
Yeah, he's got suspended for 5 games. What do they want him to do, cry?
Like, look at him having fun while Johansson's suffering from a concussion, and they're like,
he's at the All-Star game. What do they want him to do? Like take himself out of the All-Star game?
Yes, if he was decent.
Think about it. There are so many pests in the NHL. There are guys who fight that people hate, like John Scott, who has made a big deal of at the All-Star game.
Which was embarrassing.
He's got all of that. People don't like him, and he's great. Not good, great. And I think this really makes him, this builds his brand.
That's
in a
great,
weird sort of way.
You bring up a kind of a good question, Fred, is what happened to the John Scott movie it was supposed to come out?
Right. They realized it was an awful story. they realized that it was a guy that had no skill, that had to play, like, there was no, like, they were like, oh, and he had to play all around and go to all these minor league teams. Yeah. Like everyone else that wants to play hockey that's not a superstar. And then, you know, they gifted him like this, you know, threw him this embarrassing bone to let him play in the All-Star game.
He was the MVP, right? Of the All-Star game?
Of course he was.
Of course he was, yeah. He was the captain of the winning team.
It's like when they, you know, like they let the, they, I don't know. It's just, it was not a good look for
they
John
tried
Scott.
So hard. To remember he wrote that long thing for the Players Tribune?
I actually enjoyed that. I enjoyed that letter. I thought it was interesting.
But, I mean, they made a movie about that. The guy who played Stifler played
Goon?
I mean, they already did that movie. It's already done.
I never saw the sequel. He ended up with a goal and an assist, by the way, Marchand. Here he is afterwards. Clip.
It was great. Had a great time. I think I made a few more fans here in Tampa. They seem to really be cheering for me. Woo! So I had a great time.
Did you sort of embrace that role as the villain this weekend and have some fun with it?
The villain, I thought I was a fan favorite, but they were having some fun with it. I was too, and got the last laugh.
Well, there you go. By the way, if you want to meet him, you can go to 985sportshub.com/pucks and sign up for our big Pucks and Paddles event. It's February 15th, right?
February 15th.
Yeah, yeah. Which should be a blast. So you can
VIP tickets, $200. General admission, $50. You can bid to play with Marchand. I wonder if they could have stuck some more Tampa Bay Lightning players on that team.
I know. There are no other players on any other teams that deserved any kind of all-star recognition like the Bruins.
Yeah.
Like Patrice Bergeron,
who's averaging a point a game.
That is insane.
Pastrnak, too. Don't leave him out.
Yeah, sure. He's been great. Well, let's not forget there was also a little kick-ass that was going to happen during the game. A man by the name of Kid Rock was there to mix it up. And, Fred, I will give you a quarter if you can tell me the name of Kid Rock's first song that he played. Just make up the name of a fake Kid Rock song. Just make up a name.
Okay, hey, world, kiss my American butt.
That's it. No. It's called American Rock and Roll.
Okay.
It's the name of the song.
I thought it was going to be more like, hey, other people. But I knew it had American.
Did you find the clip, Dan? If you didn't, it's no big deal. But did you, by any chance, find it? Okay, well, all I know is that when he came out on stage, there was really no applause, which is kind of shocking for Tampa. I thought that would have been like returning the ring to Mordor, like, you're in your home. But either way, they didn't boo either. He just did his two songs, including Ba Wada Ba, and I imagine him and Jeremy Roenick went off and fawned all over each other for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, I actually looked at Roenick in between periods, like when they were talking.
Yeah.
And I was just expecting him to be completely distracted and just looking at Kid Rock with drool coming down his cheek.
Right. With his hand on his fist, just like looking at him and like he's like a middle school girl.
How does it feel to be the greatest artist of all time?
Boy, that was a tongue bath, that interview where he did with Kid Rock. He loves him some Kid Rock.
He wanted everyone to know their friends.
He did. All right. Do we want to move on to the Celtics or should we go ahead and do the headlines and come back and discuss some Tom versus Time?
All right. We can do that if you wish. We are here at the Super Bowl Mall of America food court.
There are five shows here, but none of them on the air yet.
Yes.
So it's just us and a big empty mall. And the mall walkers aren't even allowed in yet, but I'm telling you, it's the fashion show happens in about an hour.
But I'll tell you, when you're the only person here, the Philadelphia TV stations, the Minneapolis TV stations, they want a piece of the only people that are here. They are settling for that.
They wanted the best. They got what's here.
Yes, indeed.